Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Ross St. Brown talking about the drops after the game. 248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number. Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. Let's get back to your phone calls. Rodney is next on 97.1. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, good morning, guys. What up, though?
How are we doing?
My champ is Jahmyr Gibbs, of course.
Yeah.
And then with my chump, I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm not sure why they let Donald walk, but McCarthy, they're just not getting anything with him. So,
struggling.
That's it, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Take care, Rodney. Thank you. Jim is next at 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How
What's
are
up?
You?
Good.
What's
thank
up?
You.
Happy,
good, thank you.
Happy early Thanksgiving. I wanted to say, I can't be chump. I really, yesterday was the first time since the Patricia era early on that I stopped watching the game and I went out and raked my leaves. Thank God I got back in for Jahmyr's run. But it was so frustrating. And I really, in terms of chump, I lay it at the feet of Brad Holmes. I just feel like there was something he could have done in Gator. I think you said it right before the trade deadline, like you were hoping he'd make something. And I just feel like I'm watching that guy in Philly, Phillips, and other guys around the league, and it's like, why could we have not have made some type of deal? I mean, the pass rush yesterday was virtually non-existent.
It was not a good game.
And I just feel great talent evaluator. I mean, we wouldn't be here without him, and like that guy who called about Stafford, like we wouldn't be here without the moves he made. But like, I'm just so frustrated because I feel like we're right there, and it's just very frustrating. And my champ, obviously, is Jake Bates. I know Jahmyr's getting all the credit, and he should. He's awesome, but 59-yard field goal and in that situation, I give that kid some credit. Chump, champ of the week, but chump definitely Brad Holmes.
Well, Jim,
I really love him.
Maybe this is going to help, and I hope that this will help. And they got part of it yesterday with DJ Reed coming back, and I thought there were lots of missed assignments in the pass defense game, and that's something that could be easily straightened out, I think, just by getting back on the same page as opposed to being out talented. The other thing is not only DJ Reed coming back, but you're likely to get back Kirby Joseph and Terry and Arnold really soon. I'm hopeful that Arnold can play on Thursday. I don't know when Joseph's going to come back. Maybe it's Thursday. Maybe it's against Dallas. But getting those guys back, you're starting to get back the back end of this defense, which can be really good. And the back end helps out the front as much as the front helps out the back. And getting guys healthy will matter. Hassan coming back gives a player that's going to have a high motor. Davenport, if he can stay healthy for a couple games, great, because those couple games, he might give you some pressure.
I hope so, guys. And I am thankful, like you guys said, about 5-6 years ago, we would have been on the losing end of that effort, and I totally agree. I mean, we always found a way to lose a game.
It's incredible.
Especially with Jim Caldwell. But yeah. It is nice to know we are the team now that plays like crap and still can find a way to win. But I just wish we had one more guy in that trade deadline. That was my Christmas wish. I didn't get it yet. So
yeah, no, I hear you. It's if Phillips, especially if he continues to make – he made zero impact yesterday against Dallas, but could he potentially down the stretch? Yeah. Yeah, he could. But as you said, Gator, one of the knocks on him was his inconsistency. 58 snaps, and the only stat he accumulated was a QB hit. But that doesn't mean he wouldn't help Detroit. So I hear you. 248-539-9797. AJ in Belleville, you're next. Hi, AJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I want to give a champ and chump and give some quick optimism from the game yesterday and also a concern. So champ of the week, I want to give a shout-out to Dexter High School for making their first-ever state finals. That is big time. chump of the week is – and I don't want to bash the guy too much, but Derek Barnes, dude, you got to make that tackle. And when I seen Jameis, I mean, he's the slowest guy on the field, dude. And when I seen him miss that tackle, I different play, but I have flashbacks of that Dallas game where he missed that. He didn't go for it, sack in the end zone. No. I don't know what – it's like he's there sometimes, and, you know, sometimes he's mentally not there. But
well, the good news is that after he missed that tackle on Dak Prescott in the end zone of that Dallas game, the good news is he then went on a tear and started making some really important plays. Let's hope that the same thing can happen here, because Derek Barnes has been very good for the Lions this year. That was not a good look for a play that really apparently he wasn't even supposed to be in on, but recognized what was going on and took off after it to try to make a play on it, and then eventually didn't make a play.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I don't want to bash the guy too much. It was just the look of him trying to tackle Jameis Winston. Yeah. It looked bad. A little optimism, though, man. So, I mean, it was an ugly game yesterday. We're missing pieces. You know what I mean? We got a lineman out. We got Laporta out, which is huge. I mean, we're missing a couple of parts on defense. With that being said, they still put up 34 points. We still won the game with a little assistance from the Giants coaches. So, my concern going forward, and I heard you guys, kind of saying something's not right with Amon-Ra and with the offense and everything, and I totally agree. And I think what's not right or what was going wrong yesterday was the absence of Sam Laporta. Him going over the middle and being that safety valve for Jared Goff, I think that is big time for him. It also opens Laporta being on the field, opens the field up a lot more for Amon-Ra. So guys, they can't really double team him and key on him like that. So my concern going forward is, you know, they won't be able to adjust or Goff won't be able to adjust to Laporta being out for the rest of the season. I'm hoping that maybe they start doing like some split backfields with Gibbs and Montgomery on the field at the same time. Maybe split Gibbs out to the receiver position and try to get some big impact players.
They've been
like
doing that.
Yeah, there's definitely some tweaking. Tesla can be used in a different role. You know, it's crazy. They had 5 drop passes and some critical ones.
The Lions.
Yes, the Lions. One that was intercepted when they were in field goal range. Others on third down. There were 3 targets to Jameson Williams, 0 catches. Ones that would move the chains. It's so uncharacteristic. We're getting to the point where, we're hoping that Amon-Ra's hurt. But bottom line here is, you cut that number in half. I'm not sure they don't. If you have 2 drop passes, and that's a lot for a game, how different do they look? You know, because those are drive killers. Those are points. 248-539-9797. Bill and Davison. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up?
What's up? Well, I just want to, my champ and chump for today. Mm-hmm. My champ is Jimmy. Jimmy from the Detroit Lions, and my chump is the Detroit defense.
You mean Jameer?
Yes.
Okay.
The Detroit defense.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.